Good morning, Your Rudeness.
Good morning.
I was enjoying your tweets, very to the point. You said, dude, if you strip away the racism, sexism, et cetera, of the GOP, there's barely enough left to call a political party. Bully, sir.
Yes, yes.
And by the way, he covered more of the homophobia. Did you see he said he would appoint Supreme Court justices that would overturn marriage equality?
Oh, good, good, good. Yeah. We had, you know what? That was really what was missing.
Yes.
Was we hadn't had enough
I was
homophobia.
Feeling left out.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. You and your unholy lifestyle, you know.
Like my Catholic men friends that are like, why didn't the priest touch me? What was wrong with me? It's very...
Just stop imposing your vagenda on everybody.
Did you say vagenda?
Vagenda.
I did say vagenda.
That was good.
I didn't coin that. There was the sign up, some church or something put up a sign saying that, you know, feminists were plotting their vagenda of manicide.
Yes, us nasty women have been... We've been activated.
Mm-hmm.
You said watch a video of real Donald Trump at the Al Smith dinner. It's like seeing the world's oldest, dumbest frat guy attempt to read. That was and misread the room at the same time. It was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. You know, for the briefest of seconds, I felt a slight twinge of pity for him. And then I thought, nah, F that guy.
Yeah. No, he's a jerk.
Yeah. In fact, throw more at him. In fact, start. Didn't they throw tomatoes at him at some at one of his rallies recently?
Oh, I hadn't heard of that.
Yeah. I don't think they hit him, but there were tomatoes thrown.
Yeah.
Protesters.
An actual Rotten Tomatoes review. Okay.
Yeah.
You also said Republicans in Congress did not accept the results of the 2008 or 2012 presidential elections. Trump just said it too early this time.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, you know, that's the thing is like, everybody's saying they want it to be a landslide against Trump. But what I want is I want Republicans everywhere crushed because they have to, I mean, I always kind of want that.
Right.
I want them to have to pay for Trump.
Yes.
Because they brought on Trump by making people think that government can function when the opposing party refuses to compromise in any way with the president.
Oh, speaking of vindictive bullies, you said I'm on a delayed New Jersey transit train thinking how much progress we would have been made on a new tunnel if Christie hadn't been such a power-hungry D-word.
Oh, yeah. No, that's true. Is, you know, when he canceled it, we'd have been a few years into that tunnel being built from Secaucus to the city.
Now I imagine he's a little busy, what's the term, lawyering up?
Oh, well, you know, and the thing is if he did know about it, and yeah, he knew.
He ordered the code red.
Yeah. If he did know, then that means that the state of New Jersey wasted over $1 million paying a lawyer to investigate how he wasn't involved.
Right. Right, exactly.
I don't understand. There's an editorial in the Philadelphia Inquirer today about why hasn't he been impeached yet.
Ah, okay. What? By the way, you had some random observations from watching Hillary Clinton sodomize Donald Trump repeatedly at the third debate.
Kind of beautiful.
A.K.A. the time an orange seat was grabbed by a former Secretary of State.
She grabbed him hard.
I think Bill Maher had tweeted that about, good God, Donald Trump's such a... See, he's going to have to grab himself.
It's really just sad and stupid at this point. First of all, are we done yet? Are we
done? There yet?
We're done. We're done, right?
Next Tuesday, right?
Two weeks from tomorrow. Yeah.
Yes.
From
tomorrow. All right. Sorry. 2 weeks.
We're finally done.
That's right.
But you know what I fear? I fear that.
See, I tried to shorten it. I'm sorry. It's 2 weeks.
I know.
2 weeks. Okay.
The news networks are so addicted to Trump at this point that even after he loses, they're just going to go on with every kind of, you know, whatever he craps out of his mouth.
Oh, I hope not.
Or tweets out in the toilet every day.
I hope not. I hope everybody just walks away. You coined a new phrase for him, imploding rage persimmon, Donald Trump.
He does. Totally. Persimmon, yam, you name your fruit or vegetable that's orange.
You're orange-colored.
He looks vaguely like it.
Your other thought from the debate was, let's see here. Trump, dude, marry Putin already. Move to Russia where you can rub bear oil on your pendulous man nips. That's one backup plan for him.
Yeah. I just like to think of them out in the wilderness, and Putin breaks out the bear oil, you know, from having melted down bear fat. Bear that he killed with his own hands, and just lightly tapping on Trump's nipples.
There you Stop go. It.
How's that
I just ate. All right.
How does that feel, Donald?
You reviewed also what Clinton is responsible for. Trump said Clinton was responsible for the following things: his use of Chinese steel in his buildings, his not paying income tax for 20 years, women saying he has assaulted them, and the timing of the attack to take back Mosul. Which, as you pointed out, if she can accomplish all that, we better elect her president.
Oh,
that's...
yeah. No, she'll just be able to use her mind to make our heads explode.
Right.
It'll just be scanners all over the country.
Yeah, and then you were saying at that moment where he said, I'll keep you in suspense. But if, you know, he does, if he loses. And you said, this is a very special episode of The Apprentice Deplorables Edition. I mean, he does. That was the final, like, oh, he thinks this is a reality show.
Yeah, yeah. He thinks we're gonna see who gets to say he's fired, you're fired to, or who gets voted off the island.
Right.
Which, if we think of the United States as one big island, could we make this voting him off it?
Right, right. That would be fantastic.
It really would. Between that and, you know, and finding out that he really was colluding with Russia. And that it's, you know, maybe even traitorous.
Right.
You know.
And by the way, this ridiculous, what is the dead people voting thing? I think as somebody explained to one of the ridiculous Trump surrogates, it's like, right, a certain number of people die every year. It takes time to get them off the voting rolls. There is no evidence that someone is voting pretending to be them. That doesn't happen.
Right. He said millions of people, there's like a couple million dead people are going to vote.
Billions.
Wow. Right. Which again, he probably saw some number that said, this is how many deceased people were on the rolls in the last election because we don't give enough money to run our elections or our, you know, election bureaus, and therefore they can't do everything that they need to do and blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah,
so
blah.
Done with him. I'm so done with him.
Yeah.
And it's funny, you know, on my Twitter feed this weekend, it did get to a point where it's like everybody was just sort of like, what is there to say anymore?
I know. You know? Don't you feel like we've said everything? Like, it's like a Flintstones background at this point. We've said everything like 8 times now. Let's just vote already. Like, you're right. He says the same stuff over and over again.
Oh, yeah. Even in his big Gettysburg speech, you know, it was he didn't do anything new. He just said it in a place where, you know, tens of thousands of people died. Which I guess is appropriate for what happens if he's elected.
By the way, it reminded me of Richard Branson talked about this weird lunch that he had with Donald Trump. That he invited him to lunch, and Donald Trump spent the entire lunch whining about these bankers that wouldn't like help him after his sixth bankruptcy or whatever, and how he's going to spend the rest of his life like getting back at them. And I thought, oh my God! And Branson was saying it was the weirdest thing ever. Like, this would be his whole presidency, which is what he said. Like, I'm going to spend my presidency, first of all, suing all these women, right?
Yeah. I'm going to sue the women that accused me.
Right. Prosecute Hillary. I don't know. Get a whole new FBI, I guess.
Yeah. And that was one of the weird things in the debate, too, was what are you saying about the FBI? I mean, and again, I sit here and think, what if Hillary had said that?
Right.
What if Hillary had tweeted like Trump did? I don't know if it was this morning that about how terrible the Mosul offensive is going, and he's continuing with this. We told them information. There should have been a surprise attack, and it's like, mother effort, you can't do that.
I know. Even in World War One,
they were flying planes over to see where the troops were. What is this surprise attack?
Rude. If Hillary said, what do you mean if Hillary said? If Hillary said anything close to anything Donald Trump has said, her campaign would have been over. That's the hilarious thing about this, him whining about the media. Like, even she said this weekend, like, ball up. She's like, they jump on her for the most ridiculous things.
Did you see the Wall Street Journal today? The Wall Street Journal has this big story from one of the WikiLeaks emails, which, by the way, you know, okay, I was all, you know, loving WikiLeaks for a long time, and it wasn't just because they were revealing things about the Obama administration that I thought we needed to know about the drone war and things like that. But it's like, dudes, if you don't have an actual smoking gun, if all you've got are people's personal emails where they're just ranting about random crap.
Right, like we all do.
Yeah, but the big thing today was that Terry McAuliffe, the governor of Virginia, donated money a group aligned with him donated money to a candidate running to be the Democratic senator in Virginia, of the Virginia Senate. And that Democrat is a woman married to an FBI agent who later went on to investigate the email server. So the Wall Street Journal is making it seem like McAuliffe paid off the wife of an FBI agent so that in the future, if he was assigned this case, he would be compromised. That's how much BS we're up to.
Somebody suggested...
And that the Democratic governor of Virginia might have an interest in having a Democratic Senate.
My God. Somebody suggested, I don't even know if now anymore if it was Trump or one of his crazy surrogates, suggested that Hillary was going to drone Julian Assange. Did you hear that? And I'm like, okay, doofus, she's not in charge of drones yet unless she sends him an Amazon drone.
Well, and the other thing is he's in London. If we fire a missile in London, you know,
that might be a problem.
The Ecuadorian embassy. It's in the middle of friggin' London, and we're going to blow it up.
Oh my God.
What do they think? Do they think he's being held on top of a mountain somewhere?
Anyway, before we go, you pointed out something important. You know, all this ridiculousness about voter fraud, which is non-existent. What is existent is voter suppression. And you talk specifically about North Carolina. You said in Hope Mills, North Carolina, the GOP-controlled legislature has engaged in a f***ery. In cutting the number of hours of early voting, as well as reducing the number of polling places, the idea was to try to make it inconvenient for Democrats to vote, especially non-white Democrats, because, as one federal judge said, African-Americans disproportionately used early voting. So, you know, as you say, good job, North Carolina. You did that. Enjoy your stupidity and cruelty and stop pretending it's about anything else than that, right?
Right. And then you see all these photos of these incredibly long lines for people to early vote because they don't have as many days to do so. People waiting 4 or 5 hours in line because of the reduction in the number of polling places and because they sort of just raised their middle finger to a federal judge who said, no, you can't do that. And then you look at these things and it's like, holy cow, guys, there's a whole bunch of white people waiting there.
Yeah.
You didn't anticipate that, did you?
Yeah. Oops. Yeah, exactly. All right, so that's why it's important. Get out and vote. Get out, register, vote. Early vote if you can. Vote by mail. Do whatever you can.
Make your favorite Republican relative cry on Election Day.
All right. You always have to do that little dollop of vengeance at the end. I love that about you, Rude.
You know what? Elections need to be more about vengeance.
All right. Love you. See you next week.
Bye.
All right. Bye.